I don't give a pixie's left wing who started it. You're out. You too. And you, once you pay for that chair. Ah, mother of monsters, who's that on the floor? Give us some room. Hey. Hey. Look at me, stupid. This one came in alone. I'll get a cab. Up. Come on. You can do it. Up on your feet. I've got you. You just had to be a hero, huh? You should have left it to the pros. There's a reason they only hire orc bouncers. I happen to be very, very good at breaking up fights. And you, my friend, are squishy. Well, it's not like you'll remember any of this in the morning. Come on. You got knocked down by another werewolf in the middle of a dance floor and you didn't even transform. Talk about bringing a knife to a gunfight. Funny, you don't smell that drunk. Wait. Ugh, human! You come into my club, weakling? This club is for orc, werewolves, and dragons. What were you thinking? Are you even drunk? Tell me. Ugh, you're afraid. I'll put you down when I'm good and ready, human. Such a fragile thing you are. And you reek. It's in your sweat. It's in the oil of your skin. You're banned. I don't want to see your face outside that door ever again, and you tell your little friends too. This place is dangerous. We like to play hard. And if we end up breaking a stupid human's arm because they can't handle our scene, you're gonna get us all in trouble. And let me tell you, I've got enough trouble on my plate without looking out for you. What on earth were you thinking? I'm talking to you. You think you're tough? Are you some kind of poser? Maybe I should teach you a lesson, huh? Hey, listen to me. I'm not gonna hurt you. I just want you to look me in the eyes. Look at me. Look, I let you into that club. You tricked me, and you could have been torn to pieces. Aw, or your little clothes ripping, feet dangling. Big scary orc lifting you up by your collar. Guess your nice club outfit wasn't made to hold you up like this. Oh, don't worry, pumpkin. I'll just press you a little harder against the wall. That'll take the pressure off of... Oh, what am I saying? Did you learn your lesson? Nuts. I'm sorry. It's the stupid blood rage. I'm half orc. I don't have the gene that helps the rage fade away after a fight. I gotta work out until I metabolize the hormone, or I'm a monster who picks up people outside the club. That didn't come out right. Okay, deep breaths. Are you alright? You know, I still feel bad about your clothes. It's not terrible. It's just a little ripped here by your neck. Actually, I got something for this. Hold on. Hold still. You know, there are surgeons who listen to death metal before surgery. The blood rage makes your hands crazy steady. Look. I can just pin this here. There. That'll get you home. Sorry, I can't do more. Let me pay for your cab, though. What do you mean? What do you mean you can't go home? Oh. Yeah, I guess if your roommate has a company over, that makes sense. What, did you get jealous or something? Want to bring home your own company? Maybe someone a little more dangerous? It's cool, it's cool. You wouldn't be the first. When it's Dryder night, we have to turn away humans left and right. Who were you looking for? Do you have a type? Alright, alright. Keep your secrets, human. But if you've got nowhere to be, keep talking to me. My shift's almost over, and talking to you is helping with my rage. It's fine. It's just how I am, you know? Blood rage is just a part of how my body works. And I can't hate my body. I'm a materialist. I'm serious. I'm a material girl. I love good food. I love working up a sweat or going on a hike. That's what's real. That's what's important. I try not to overcomplicate things like this moment. Now, I see you. Everything is sharp, clear. That's the blood rage. My heart's beating quickly. I can smell you. I can feel myself smiling. I'm smiling because I think you're cute. This is a nice moment. What gave it away? I'm appreciating you. For a human, you're quite the specimen. I mean, you're kind of stupid, in a brave sort of way. There's a certain appeal of having to scrape you off the club floor. I'm not kidding. I'm into that. There, right there. That look on your face. A little nervous, maybe a little scared of me. Still, it's adorable. It gets into your smell. Makes me want to just pick you up and squeeze you. Maybe I should squeeze you back at my place. Oh, honey. I never said I was subtle. I've got a nice little loft 2 blocks from here. You've got to find somewhere to sleep tonight, right? Well, you can crash at my place. We can hang out some more. Get to know each other a little better. Here, give me your phone. You know, before I forget, hand it over. Come on. Open up the camera app. Here. Let's take a selfie together. You ready? Smile. There. Something to show your roomie. Look at you. Big tough human getting a cheek kiss from an orc bouncer. They're gonna be so jealous. Now come on. There's no pressure, right? Come on over. I just want to show you the view from my place. Unless you're too scared. Yeah, thanks for taking the stairs with me. It really takes the edge off the blood rage. Most people are like, 16 floors, that's practically a workout. Here, check this out. Look at my eyes. See? The pupils really change shape when I'm raging. They're kind of slitted like a cat. And now that I've worked it out of my system, they're round like, You are so, so gullible. Sorry. I'm sorry, I couldn't resist. You don't mind, do you? You just get so jumpy and flustered, it's forcing me to use ambush tactics. Am I hearing any complaints? I didn't think so. Voila! My apartment. Go on. I promise there's no booby traps. I've already got you right where I want you. Make yourself at home. The couch has your name on it, anyway. I'll get us both some water. Well spotted. No, I didn't ask if you need to drink water. I don't care if you hydrated before you went clubbing. You should at least have a glass. You want to hear something dumb? I feel so bad about letting you in the club. That's on me. I remember checking your ID. I must have only checked your age. Humans don't usually come to the club by themselves. They're usually in a herd, and you can smell them a block away. I should have bounced you. And those real werewolves, they're a rough crowd. Werewolves? Rough? Haha, very funny. But you could have gotten busted up a lot worse. Monsters, humans. The peace accords only really work if we stay aware of each other. Our limitations, our needs, and I let you down. I let everyone down. I got so angry, it's like you weighed nothing. I didn't want you to feel the way I felt. And you know, you've been a really good sport about all of it. So thank you for rolling with the punches. For hanging out with me while I was orking out. And, if there was anything I could do for you, well, it wouldn't hurt to ask, would it? Oh. Oh, shit. Oh, mother of monsters. Huge oof. Bruises always look awful on humans. Wow. I had no idea. Here I was going on and on about how glad I was it wasn't worse, and this looks really painful. Oh, I'm so sorry. And you didn't even say anything while we took the stairs, you poor thing. Here, let me make it better. Let me get a better look. Ooh, yeah. You are turning funny colors where that chair got you. I've got a compress. Why'd you have to get mixed up with those werewolves anyway? Oh. Yeah, that'll do it. You got between a werewolf and her mate. They thought they were play fighting. That's how they flirt in public. Bunch of dummies. Nobody should fight with the people they love. There's so many more kind ways of demonstrating affection. Speaking of, this isn't gonna feel very kind. I'm just gonna tighten this around your chest, like a corset. It'll restrict your blood flow. That'll reduce your internal bleeding and the bruising. I can't have you turning entirely black and green from bruises. You're too cute to be an orc. There. How's that? I can loosen it here a little if it's pinching your side. There. How's that? I didn't catch any of your buttons, did it? I'd hate to have anything digging into you. Do you like soft pillows or firm pillows? Well, I like soft pillows, but I can think of something that might be to your liking. Although it is a little scandalous. Here. Rest your weary head on my thighs. I think you've earned it. That can't be comfortable. Your head is basically on my knees. No, sweetie. Bring your head a little closer to me. Let me cradle you. That's better, isn't it? Yeah, you didn't think I'd keep my jacket on all night, did you? And besides, if you decide my thighs are just a little too muscular for you, you can also nuzzle up against my tummy. Yes, I said tummy. I know the orc girls you see in the magazines are all Amazon bodybuilders, but I prefer deadlifts and yoga. Which means if you look in the right places, I'm nice and soft. Looks like you're transfixed by two of those places. It's all right. This top is a little thin. I know you're trying to make eye contact, but it's pretty hard looking right through my cleavage. You little cutie. If you weren't already bruised, I'd do the unspeakable with you, right now. Uh-huh. Instead of gently stroking your face and playing with your scalp and ears, I'd just pin you down, bite your neck, and grind against you, show you how dangerous I really am. But I want you to be okay. You've got to walk before you run, sweetie. And you really seem like you need your butt cuddled. Lift your head. I'm gonna lay down behind you. And let's see. You can use my bicep as a pillow now. And you can snuggle up with my forearm. And that leaves my other arm to grab you around the waist. Bring you close to me. Isn't that nice? You'll never get cold held by an orc. Very hot-blooded. If you're taking off those pants, better do it now, 'cause my jeans are coming off and then it's lights out for me. Because whenever I go to sleep holding a teddy or a companion, I hold them and I kiss them and I don't let go. So get nice and comfy. Because even if you're not tired, you're just gonna have to lay here and be my little spoon. I'm sure that feeling my thick thighs entwined with yours, my breasts pressed against your back, is just the most exquisite torture. Oh, you're smiling now, but just you wait until I start snoring. Mm-hmm.